This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are speaking with Dr. Eric Asato, who specializes in both cosmetic and reconstructive plastic surgery in Houston, Texas. She is here today to discuss the increasingly popular Brazilian butt lift. Dr. Asato, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Good to have you. And a topic that certainly we need more information on. So first of all, for starters, what is a Brazilian butt lift and what does this procedure accomplish?
So a Brazilian butt lift is actually accentuating, contouring, and reshaping using volume redistribution. So what that means is that we are shifting volume from an unattractive zone to a more desirable, curvaceous position. We liposuction various areas of the body where there's excess fat. We collect that fat and re-inject it into the buttocks.
And who would be a good candidate for a Brazilian butt lift?
As long as patients are healthy and they have realistic expectations, they can be a good candidate for a Brazilian butt lift. So generally, that means that they have no other medical problems, or if they do, they've been cleared by their primary care physician for elective cosmetic surgery. Patients who are looking into a Brazilian butt lift should be at a stable body weight, because any weight loss after the procedure is done can lead to further volume loss in the buttocks. So a lot of very thin patients think if they gain weight for the procedure that they'll have more fat to be transferred to the buttocks and therefore more volume. The downfall with that is that if they go back to a lifestyle of diet and exercise that they carried out before the procedure, they would then lose this extra weight, and that volume would come mainly from the buttocks where the fat was injected.
And what is the difference between a Brazilian butt lift and butt implants?
A Brazilian butt lift is using the patient's own fat, collecting it from various areas of the body, mainly the waistline, love handles, flank region, and placing that into the buttocks. And what that gains is a small waist in comparison to a larger, more bubbly butt. Butt implants are actually silicone implants, just like breast implants, but shaped for the buttocks, that are placed into the muscle in the buttocks to add volume. The difference is mainly, you know, the butt implants have a higher complication rate, and so that's why today, the Brazilian butt lift is much more popular than butt implants. The only time butt implants are really used now is if the patient is too thin to collect any fat to have a substantial difference in outcome. So butt implants actually have a very high wound dehiscence rate, meaning that the wound will open up, of about 30%. So you really have to be the perfect candidate for that and be fully aware of all of these complications before choosing to do that procedure.
Most definitely. Today we are with Dr. Eric Asato, who specializes in both cosmetic and reconstructive plastic surgery in Houston, Texas, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Asato, what is recovery like for a Brazilian butt lift procedure, and can one sit down after the surgery?
Recovery after a Brazilian butt lift procedure varies from patient to patient. When we transfer fat from one area of the body to another, it essentially survives by leaching onto surrounding nutrients in the fat and muscle where we place it. The thought is that any trauma to that fat that's transferred can cause it not to survive. And so in general, with a Brazilian butt lift, not all of the fat survives anyway. About 30 to 50% of the fat volume that's transferred to the buttocks will be lost over the first 3 to 6 months after surgery. So the thought process is that sitting on the buttocks can add trauma to that fat that's transferred and lead to an even higher loss of fat volume over that first 3 to 6 months. I personally have my patients stay off of their buttocks for about 10 to 14 days. And what that means is they're only allowed to sit to use the restroom. Otherwise, they would lay on their stomach or side while sleeping or resting, or be in a standing position. And so some of my patients have actually gotten creative and bought those plastic lawn chairs, and they've cut a circle out for their buttocks so that no pressure is on their bottom, but they are actually able to sit down. not all patients can follow that. And so as long as they understand that sitting on the buttocks can lead to increased fat loss, a lot of patients do choose to sit because their lifestyle won't allow them not to. Otherwise, you know, patients will return to work about 2 weeks after the procedure, and mainly they only have pain from the areas that were liposuctioned, which lasts about 2 weeks, and then the swelling and bruising goes away over the first 2 to 4 weeks after surgery.
Very helpful information. And lastly, what are the risks involved in a Brazilian butt lift, and how long does the procedure actually last?
So the risk with the Brazilian butt lift is similar to any elective cosmetic plastic surgery, in that there is a risk of anesthesia. So you always want to be aware that you're healthy and have been fully cleared for surgery. For this procedure specifically, the main risk is the volume loss. And we know that there's 100% risk of some volume loss with the fat transferred. And right now that is about 30 to 50% of the fat volume transferred will be lost. We know that for sure, even with the best technique. That fat loss over the first 3 to 6 months after the procedure is done. At the 6 month mark, you can be pretty comfortable that unless your lifestyle changes with more strict dieting or more rigorous exercise, that you will stay that way indefinitely. The thing is that, you know, with time, gravity plays a role with aging, and that buttocks will sag as your normal buttocks would have eventually. And the other possible side effects are asymmetry. So 100% of patients have asymmetrical buttocks, and sometimes when we make these larger, it becomes more obvious to the patient. And then lastly, the big one is contour irregularities, because we do liposuction to harvest the fat. And so liposuction does have a risk of contour irregularities. It's very low in the hands of a well-trained plastic surgeon, but it is a risk in and of itself. And it can also accentuate areas of irregularities that already exist, such as cellulite or scars.
Well, Dr. Sato, we certainly do appreciate your time and all this helpful information. Where can our listeners be in touch and get more information?
They can find me at Houston Plastic and Craniofacial Surgery. Our phone number is 713-791-0700. Or also they can look at my website, which is HoustonBeautifulBody.com.
Very good. Dr. Sato, once again, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Erica Sato, who specializes in both cosmetic and reconstructive plastic surgery in Houston, Texas. And once again, the website of reference is HoustonBeautifulBody.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.